You are tuned into Business Sense on Adventist World Radio, powered by SID Media.
As mentioned, we are talking to Skumbuzo Mabena, the owner of Masoka Creations, and she'll be sharing with us some of the lessons that she's learned in her entrepreneurial journey. This is a very important feature that we do every single Wednesday, where we talk to some of the leading small businesses across the African continent, and it's one that I really, really love and enjoy. You can join us, +27734703520, and I believe she's already joining us on the line. Good evening, ma'am.
Good evening. How are you?
I'm doing well. Thank you for asking. And yourself?
I'm very well, sir.
Ah, fantastic. How was your day?
My day was all right. How was yours?
Ah, it was okay. It was one of those Wednesdays, midweek, and we are just trying to sail through.
It can be
so much daunting, but we are here. And we are here because, of course, the Lord has kept us here. But I'm glad you had a good day.
Absolutely.
Really, really appreciate
it. Okay.
Yeah, definitely, definitely.
Yeah.
The time is 9:21, the same as you that side, eh?
Exactly.
Ah, look at that. You and I are preparing to go and sleep after this conversation.
Literally.
We are going to sleep after this conversation.
Yeah,
really, really. But thank you so much for taking the time. I promise you, we're not going to keep you longer than we should. But this is a feature that we do every single Wednesday for people like yourselves, right, who are running businesses. Yeah. And perhaps there are other aspiring entrepreneurs who might know you, follow your journey as well, and through this as well, they can learn one or two things as well. But before you go, I always ask my guests, please tell us a little bit about yourself. And I know it might sound like a very, very, cliche question. It always is. But we'd like to know a little bit about you. Who is Skumbuzo Mabena?
The funny part is, growing up, I've never really liked that question.
Oh, is it?
But anyway, yeah, I always find it quite intimidating. Now I have to dig and think, okay, who's cool and all of that.
It's an intimidating question. Yeah, I agree.
Yes. Good evening to our listeners. And thank you so much for having me.
It's a pleasure.
Yeah, so my name is Skumbuzo Mabena. I am the last born in my family out of four.
Okay.
Being the fourth one, the last one.
Yeah.
I am based in Zimbabwe.
Okay.
I am the founder of Masoka Creations.
Okay.
And I love to cook. I love music. So I think that's what I could say for now. That's
Skumbuzo. Okay, fantastic. You love cooking and you love music as well.
Yes, that's
interesting.
I do.
And I think a lot of people use the two, when they are cooking, there's music playing around, or when they are playing music, they are eating and all those sort of stuff.
It's such a beautiful combo.
Look at that, eh? It really, really is.
It is.
And Masoka Creations, what do you guys do there?
So Masoka Creations is a brand that caters for plus size ladies.
Ah, okay.
Yes, we love to dress our plus size ladies so they could feel beautiful, elegant, and special.
is it like a boutique?
Masoka Creations. It is a boutique based in Harare.
Fantastic. So can you take us through the process, for example, if maybe one of my listeners is listening and is interested? So you take it from, I make an inquiry and, I'm saying I want to dress for this event and you dress me. Is that what it is?
That's what Masoka Creations does. Absolutely.
Yes. Ah, fantastic.
So,
yeah.
Yeah, so we can have people. I've also been privileged to have stayed in South Africa at some point.
Yeah,
and I tend to also have my clients that are also that side.
Yeah,
you can say, hey, it's cool. I've got an upcoming event. Could you please look something for me as well as here?
Yeah.
And I'll do just that. I'll try and make sure that I get something. If I can't get that particular something or item, I'll try and give them an idea to say, would this be okay, because you can't specifically find that tailored item. Yeah, that's what we do.
And how did you end up in this space?
Okay, that's a very interesting question.
Yeah.
I must say, I have always loved to be an entrepreneur.
Okay.
And I started from like a while back.
Yeah.
If I tell you the journey, it's quite interesting.
Yeah, please.
At some point, I was actually selling thrift.
Okay.
Before I left South Africa, I would get stuff from South Africa. I would also sell back home.
Yeah.
I would also sell some jackets that I would get from Benoni.
Yeah. Yeah.
And sell like in South Africa as well as in Zimbabwe. Mm. I would ship them from that side. So I've really always loved to dress people and just to make people feel special from my efforts. So I've always been really like more inclined to that.
Yeah.
So that's how Masoga Creations began. And eventually, at some point, Masoga Creations was born. You know, I really wanted the brand to be big and to be known. And I feel like we're on those baby steps. But taking it day as it comes. Yeah.
And that sounds like there's money that you're making. Now, I love people who make money and all that. So I love such conversations.
Money is going to make the world move. So you definitely have money at some point.
Definitely. So really. Now, when was this? When did you start officially, Masoga Creations?
So Masoga Creations, I could say it's 1 year, 6 months.
1 year, six months.
Masoga Creations is 1 year, 6 months. So
yeah.
1 year, 6 months ago, that's when Masoga Creations was birthed.
I see. Yes. And I'm looking at your Instagram here and it looks really, really beautiful. So
had to go there.
I had to go there.
I really appreciate that. Compliment and feedback. We love it.
It's certainly really beautiful. So what would you say makes Masoga Creations different from any other plus-sized boutique that's also targeting the same audience?
At Masoga Creations, we'll make sure that from the minute you walk into our boutique and leave the boutique, you're going to feel special, welcomed, and you're going to really feel the warmth that we're going to give you, as we really make sure that if you can't find what you want, we will see to it that we bring that to light. We'll try and hunt down that item for you. And if we fail to do so, we'll always guide you on other things that can still suit your event.
Yeah.
Be it, it's a Sabbath dress, it's just a work dress. So we always make sure that all our clients feel special and make sure that all our plus size sisters, mothers, aunties, and everybody who walks into our boutiques tries to really leave feeling like they have gotten what they want.
That's really amazing. What about plus size gents?
Unfortunately, the only thing that we're doing for gents is chinos for men. That's what we do. So we dress our men in a very casual way. So I'm just for now, like I did say, baby steps. So right now we just have chinos for men and shirts or little wind breakers for men. That's what we are currently doing. But as the business is going to grow, we're definitely going to expand to see to it that we cater for men in all spheres, really.
Okay, because I'm thinking there's some men that are listening are like, "Haibo," and looking at your social media as well, one will be like, "Ha, Nati Siafuna, we also want to be part of this," right? Definitely.
Yeah,
so very soon it's also in the pipeline as well. That's amazing.
Sir, it is.
Let's talk about your customers. Do you remember your first customer and what was that experience like?
I remember my first client.
Oh, that's good.
I do. You know, so what happened is I was also privileged to also go and stock up myself where I get my merchandise. And when I came back, I was selling in my very small house.
So
it was my bed and the rest was the stock.
It was
really overwhelming. It's not what I expected. But when I then put up that I'm now, this is what I'm now doing.
Yeah.
I would have people come into this little space, would squish my little furniture and the rest of the stock.
Yeah.
And, you know, the feedback that I got from the people left me really feeling so special and saying, in as much as you're in a very small crowded space, listen, you're doing well.
Yeah.
So I do remember, I remember the first encounters that I had with the people that came to purchase stuff from my little space. So I still do remember, absolutely.
That's amazing. And how did you grow your customer base from there then? I'm sure each and every customer that then followed after that, there was that little bit of, suppose, a customized touch to each and every client so that they go and tell other people. So how did you find it? Or was it maybe using social media as well to grow your customer base?
I'd like to say, you know, we've been really been privileged to have the social media, if we're to use it the right way. Social media has been really good. And before I continue, I'd like to say this was God who put me in this position, who allowed me to have this opportunity. And had it not been for God, I would not have been where I am. So God has been constantly sending clients to me. And, you know, sometimes you would have, okay, I don't want to end up deviating from your question.
I hear you.
So I would always have, obviously, you need to see to it that your merchandise is good quality. That's one of the most important things. So the quality of the stuff that I sell, that we have in our boutique, it's good quality. So that has also been doing the talk for itself. You know, when someone is to buy something and they tell somebody, and then the one thing that most people would do, I would like to believe you as well. You're like, oh, so how's the quality? I don't know if men do that, but we love to know if the quality.
We do.
How long are we going to last with this piece of clothing? So, the quality is also very, very important to our clients. So we try and see to it that we do bring the best and the best quality only.
Well, that's interesting about, you know, women looking for quality, because I believe that even though they get the quality, they still want another one, right? So apparently
you're going to have to forgive us on that one, but
you know, a woman would have a quality.
Can never be enough.
Exactly. They would get a quality red dress or some hot little number black thing from Masoka, but they would still come back for another black one or another red
one.
Ay, Mara, guys, no, let's be honest.
In a different style.
You see you guys still. Now. You see you guys, what you guys do to us. Yeah, no.
Yeah, that's the beauty of women. Yeah. If I could say so myself.
Now,
wanting more.
Yeah, I mean, the styling and fashion industry is really cutthroat, right? If we are being honest.
Yes.
It's not an easy industry.
It's not easy.
What gives you the staying power?
You know, the thing is there's a lot of competition. But if you put God as your foundation, you know, things will look differently from you. Things are, whereas you're looking at your business in a very, very different way, in as much as you can also have dry seasons, hard times. But there's something that happens when you're being directed by God, it might sound a bit weird for someone who does not believe that, but honestly, I've had seasons where I'm like, God, it's not looking okay. It's not looking bright. It's very misty. I don't know, but God always has a way of sending someone through, you know. In as much as I'll say the economy is a bit tough, but you know, there's something that always is over the island. There's something that's just going to pop up for you if you're anchored on God.
Interesting. And you mentioned that you do have some clients in South Africa. What's the experience like to deal with cross-border clients? I think on one end, it's supposed a reassurance that you're on the right path if you get clients from other geographies and countries and all that. But I'm sure it's administratively very difficult, and a trust that you need to build with those people that are across the other country to say they've paid you and you're going to do good to them in terms of delivering what is wanted, the right size, the right quality that you promised and all that. What's that journey like?
So I will say I've made mistakes.
Yeah.
I've made mistakes. I remember one time I had a client from the States
Yeah.
who ordered, and the husband was in Zimbabwe. So I sent the particular item and it was a small size. And I really felt so bad, but they were so kind enough to say, listen, it's okay.
Yeah.
It's fine. But not everyone will look at it like that, or not everyone will receive and like be polite and kind or like just be gentle towards you. So I've also been privileged to also have to also travel to South Africa quite often.
Yeah.
So when I do have, or and I also have family that comes this side quite frequently.
Yeah.
We're still and we're not an online shop as yet.
Yeah.
So it's still those few individuals who do understand the logistics that it's not yet an online shop. However, yeah. we're still working on that as we're growing.
Yeah.
So I will have a family member going there or someone who I trust who could take that piece of clothing yeah. for me to South Africa, to Botswana. Wherever really. So it's still a work in progress, but yeah, I've made some mistakes, but to those that we've worked quite well together. Mm. It's just a matter of sending. And when you're constantly building that clientele, you now know their sizes, what kind of clothing that would suit them. So you can also, you're quite open to suggesting something that, so in that we have this bitch, would you like to try out something like this? And they so that's how it's been going. So we'll just send something to South Africa or send something to any other country as long as I have access in terms of someone who's going there. That's how it's been.
That's interesting. That's interesting. And I mean, I think this industry needs someone who's really creative in mind, right? And one of the things about creative people, regardless whether you're on radio, TV, fashion, you know, music and all that, there's this thing of, you know, your creative bubble where you just kind of walk into it. And the people who are not in creative space will never understand this thing that we have.
No, they will not.
They will be like, what is this thing? But we have this thing where we just zone out and we get into this creative space and you start seeing these dresses in your head that we can't conceptualize. And when you tell us and say, you know, I've got this dress that I think will suit you, and I'm sitting at a client, I'm like, what is she talking about? How do you generate new ideas?
So you know, social media, I'll keep referring to social media. It's been a blessing. I won't lie. And also just the privilege of traveling, you get to see different trends, how people are doing in different spaces they are in. And you can also get to steal one or two ideas.
Yeah.
So you you always have to be relevant. That's how you're going to be stay in the market. So it's a matter of, you know, and we've also been like the Pinterest also helps quite a lot.
Yeah.
So someone will just take a picture of something that they feel is great. And then you can always go there and then just see something that's trending, you know, and take this idea. Yeah. And I would say I love styling myself.
Okay.
I've gotten quite a number of compliments. I think I would also say, if you were to look on my page, I model with some of my family members, my sisters, friends. So I'm also part of the modeling team. So I find it very easy to style certain like most pieces. So I don't mean to sound like I'm blocking.
No, I hear you. I hear you.
Yes.
I
hear it's also you. Then the creativity. I also have quite a bit of creativity in me. So that helps me quite a lot. So stealing ideas from the social media platforms.
Yeah.
And also what I have naturally. So that's
fantastic.
How I'll
say. 1.5 year, if I heard you correctly, what has been some of the highs, and maybe if you can think of a low so far that you are like, I didn't expect this in business, but yay, it's happening.
Okay, I'll start with the lows.
Yeah, definitely. I mean, we just want to get over the lows.
I'll start with the lows. When you don't have rent money and it's month end. When you don't have salary
that's a tough one.
For the people in the shop.
Sure.
It's crazy. It's very scary. And when you've stayed with stock a little bit longer and you thought this thing to this stretch was going to really just go real quick, you thought you've picked out great outfits for my clients out there, and things are just not moving quite well as how they've expected. So that, I would say, those are some of the lows that I've encountered. Yeah.
And the high, and I'm sure it was that check.
And of course, definitely.
I mean, we want that check.
It's quite
secure the bag. Yeah,
definitely. So some of the highs have been, so we have the ASI meetings that we do in our church.
Yeah,
I've also been privileged to go and have my store there. Mm-hmm. And I went one time and I did not bring anything. Mm. Everything was sold out.
Sure.
That was quite some of the highs I've also come across. as well as when you get into a different space and you are recognized as Masowa Creations.
Yeah,
I love that.
Ah, look at that.
Love that. When you least expect, and then someone says, "Hey, you are Masowa Creations. Yes. You're one of Masowa Creations."
Yeah.
It's quite. It's like a little push. Yeah.
Exactly.
So those have been some of my highs.
That's nice. I'm sure also seeing someone wearing what you styled them to wear, like, yes, now this is it.
And they'll send you and say, listen, I love this.
Yeah.
Definitely great reviews. I've also, you know, I always get great reviews. Mm. I love that. I love to hear that. It really just motivates you, keeps you going.
Fantastic.
Yeah, definitely.
All right, as we round it off. Let's talk about you as we round it off. What's your typical day like? What time do you wake up? What time do you go to bed? What happens in between, like, generally?
Okay. So first things first, we'll start with prayer.
Okay.
I'll wake up, grab my devotion, and I love the gym. So I'll hit the gym in the morning.
Nice.
Yes, I love the gym. I'll hit the gym in the morning. And after that, I'll come back home, take a shower, go to work. When I have, sometimes I'll have... as I said, we're not yet an online store. So I'll have people who want to deliver for me to deliver certain items or like a range of stuff so that they can just select what they would want.
Yeah.
They're not able to come to the store.
Yeah.
So I'm more than happy to also take that stuff to them. So as well as I can have someone who just say, hey, I would love for you to just put some outfits for me. So I'll also go to their place, go to their office, and then we just discuss. And half the time I'm busy on my websites trying to look for new stock. So that's what we do. That's how my day looks like. Yeah.
And besides being on Business Sense, what time do you go to sleep?
I go to bed very late. I'm a night owl.
Oh, okay.
I'm a night owl. Yeah.
Okay.
I'm a night owl. Let's just leave it there. I'm a night owl.
Moving right along. We'll leave it right there.
And so sometimes I also journal quite a lot.
Yeah.
Like I love to journal quite a lot during the night.
Yeah.
And I do a lot of cleaning during the night.
Yeah.
Funny enough. That's something that people don't know about me, but I clean quite a lot.
Look, on the next episode, we're going to talk about those things that people don't know about you. So park that one.
Okay,
We're coming back to that one. so how has
not
this
a problem,
how
a
has
problem.
This journey affected your relationships? I mean, at a personal level, family, friends. I'm sure there are times when you know, family and friends have got some stuff, whatever, and you just can't be there. And this is something that we
absolutely.
See quite a lot with the entrepreneurs we spoke to. That, you know, I wake up very early, I need to leave my family very early in the morning, come back late, and then I need to, you know, to compensate sometimes, to dedicate time on the weekends or a month where you take them away for a trip. So how has that, you know, entrepreneurship affected your own life?
Okay. Thank you for that question. So I would say for those times where I need to engage in family staff events or say meet up with friends, I am not able to fully commit to those as work, as Masowa Creations is my baby. I will not be able to commit to everything. So sometimes when people think, okay, all right, let's just look which day will suit this event, and then you realize, oh, there's a client who's saying, listen, I need to come to the shop even before like opening time.
Yeah.
So I have to actually leave my gym session and quickly go and attend to this client who needs me and my assistance. So those are some of the things that will also affect the family relationships that can also be in place. So I always have to put Masowa Creations first, because It's this baby that still needs me, you know. So
definitely.
You'd have to cut out those gym moments, sessions, and have to attend to your client, open up a bit early or open up a bit late, you know. For that client who has been busy at work, working in the corporate world, and you still have to cater for them. So sometimes you have to go back home a bit late because you have to assist and to still have the shop open. Yeah.
Yeah. And if you were to start all over again, let's say go back to a year and a half from now, with the benefit of hindsight, as you know, politicians love hindsight. I don't know what happened to this word that they always like using. Hindsight, I'm like, oh my, can we stop being hindsighted every time?
Yeah.
But with hindsight.
Sophisticated as well. Yeah,
exactly. Like, you know? But with hindsight, if you were to start all over again, what would you do differently?
I would not specifically say Masoga Creations is only for plus size, because I've met people somewhere and they're like, oh no, we don't buy from you because you only cater for plus size. I'm like, no, that's not necessarily the case.
Yeah.
We cater for everybody. But also, this is something that I've also had to learn during the journey.
Yeah.
When you have different clients that are walking into the store and they are not a plus size person. So I've had to cater for that. So I would say, I would not necessarily say Masoga Creations is for plus size ladies.
Yeah.
It's for everybody. However, our main focus is on that.
Yeah.
Yeah, that's what I would say.
Fantastic. Let's talk about, 10 years from now. I see a couple of trillions of dollars. And I see Masoga everywhere with billboards across the African continent. Fashion Week there by Paris and all those sort of stuff. But where do you see it medium to long term from now?
Okay, I see Masoga Creation. So we want to open quite a number of branches that are branching from Masoga Creations.
Yeah.
I'll not get into much detail on that.
Yeah.
So Masoga Creations is going to be a very big known brand in the next couple of years. So be on the lookout on those big billboards for Masoga Creations.
they say you just spoke like a typical creative person. You know, when these actors and singers, they are. So when's the next one? Like, no, stick around, you know.
Stick around.
Please, man.
Big
we want to know. I'm not going to reveal much for now, but stick around, you know. It's going to come.
Just
I'm like, really?
Yeah.
It has certainly been a pleasure talking to you this evening. Any words for, I suppose, aspiring entrepreneurs who want to also get into running a business? They might not be, you know, as brave at this stage and you know, so still trying to figure things out. What would be your message, I suppose, of encouragement to them?
I would say don't be afraid to start, in as much as it's very scary to start. Because the beauty or the long and short is 3-4 years down the line, you will not be where you are.
Yes.
It'll be a different story and you'd have learned so many lessons. So I'll just say to my listener out there this evening, just start.
Yeah.
Whatever you are, start. So just I would say start and don't forget God. Always put God first.
Yeah.
Always put God first. He's going to lead your way.
Fantastic.
Yeah, that's what I would say.
And lastly, where can people find you? Social media, where can they follow your store and all that?
Okay, so Masoga on Instagram, we're Masoga underscore creations.
Mm-hmm.
Masoga underscore creations. That's the same as Facebook.
Yeah.
And then you can also find our details there. And then in Harare, we are based in Harare CBD,
mm-hmm.
Corner 3rd and Central.
Mm.
Corner 3rd and Central, number 10, Central.
That's where
you can find us. Yes.
Well, we wish you all the best and thank you so much for sharing with us your time and your business as well.
Thank you so much for having me.
Have
I really appreciate it.
Appreciate it as
Have
well.
A good evening.
Bye-bye.
Okay, bye. Bye.
You are tuned into Business Sense on Adventist World Radio, powered by SID Media.